Shalom, Australia. An Iranian unmanned aircraft entered Israeli territory from Syria early yesterday and was shot down by the Israeli Air Force in an incident the military called a severe and irregular violation of Israeli sovereignty. The drone was identified approaching Israeli airspace at about 4 a.m. and downed by an Apache helicopter. The drone's remains are in Israeli hands. Iran and Syria denied the drone violated the Israeli airspace, calling Israeli allegations lies and saying the drone was on a regular mission gathering intelligence on Islamic State. In response to the breach, the IDF attacked the drone's launch site, the Tiyas military airbase near Palmyra, which the army said it hit in a complicated surgical strike focused on a facility housing the unmanned aircraft's Iranian operators. The Syrian army targeted Israeli jets with heavy anti-aircraft fire during the raid, bringing down an F-16 fighter jet and setting off alarm sirens across the Golan Heights and the Jordan Valley. The F-16 pilots ejected after being targeted by missiles. One of the pilots was seriously injured during the ejection, while the other suffered light injuries. The two were rushed to hospital. Explosions could be heard in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley near the Syrian border. One Syrian anti-aircraft missile fell inside Israeli territory, causing no damage. IDF spokesman Brigadier General Ronen Malenis said Israel held Iran directly responsible for the incident. The tensions in the north have been building for some time. Gunshots were fired from Syria at an Israeli drone on Thursday night, missing it but hitting a house in the town of Majd al-Shams on the Golan Heights. The IDF said the drone was flying within Israeli airspace at the time the shots were fired. On Wednesday, the Syrian army accused the IDF of conducting an airstrike on a military research facility near Damascus. On Thursday, Israeli Navy sailors opened fire at Lebanese buoys that drifted into Israeli territorial waters near Rosh HaNikra. On Thursday, an American envoy relayed a message to Lebanon officials saying Israel is not interested in an escalation with Lebanon over a number of mounting disputes between the two sides, including over the construction of a border wall by Israel. However, Israel has said that it will not allow the build-up of Iranian influences in Syria and will take all necessary defensive actions. Israel yesterday appealed to Russia to intervene and prevent further escalations. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has held a series of meetings in recent months with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Iran's influence in Syria and Lebanon. Netanyahu has been seeking to persuade Russia to limit Iran's presence near Israeli territory and to stop it from entrenching itself militarily in Syria. On Monday, fatally stabbed 29-year-old Rabbi Itamar Ben Gal of Habracha outside the settlement of Ariel. Hundreds of people, including Knesset Speaker Yuli Edelstein and Deputy Defense Minister Rabbi Eli Ben-Dahan, gathered to accompany Ben Gal, a father of four, on his final journey. The murder was the second to hit the region in recent weeks. On January 9th, Rabbi Raziel Shevach was shot dead adjacent to his home at Chavad Gilad, about 10 kilometers west of Habracha. Following Monday's attack, Yael Shevach, Raziel's widow, wrote to Miriam Ben-Gal, saying the two women now shared a blood tie and describing her as my new sister. On Wednesday, a civilian security guard was lightly injured in the hand during a stabbing at Karmei Tzor in Gush Etzion. A second guard shot and killed the assailant. A Palestinian tried to stab an IDF soldier at a guard post outside the Al-Fawar refugee camp in the West Bank on Thursday, but was apprehended by troops without causing any injuries. Security forces on Friday arrested an armed 15-year-old from the nearby town of Bilin in the entrance to the West Bank settlement of Hashmonaim. Earlier, border police officers in Hebron arrested a Palestinian man trying to enter the Tomb of the Patriarchs armed with a knife. The 23-year-old raised suspicions of officers at one of the checkpoints outside the holy site, and security forces uncovered the weapon under the man's clothing. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday launched a fresh attack on police officers investigating him. Netanyahu said the outgoing head of the Israel Police Lahav 433 Anti-Corruption Unit, Major General Ronnie Rittman should have recused himself from the investigation into his alleged corruption after leaked emails suggested law enforcement suspected the Prime Minister was surreptitiously working to thwart the criminal investigations. Netanyahu lashed out at police twice earlier last week after an interview given by Police Commissioner Roni Alshech, in which he claimed that powerful figures had hired private investigators to collect information about the police investigators in the Netanyahu cases, apparently to personally discredit them should they recommend indictments against him. Netanyahu on Thursday said that police officers investigating him could not possibly be unbiased after the police chief's charges. Police are likely to recommend pressing bribery charges against Netanyahu this week. Once the recommendations are filed, Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit must decide whether an indictment is warranted. Rwanda said on Friday that it wanted no part in Israel's internal politics, after turning away opposition MKs Michal Rosen and Mossi Graz. The MK said they'd come to Rwanda on a fact-finding mission to discuss Israeli government policy to expel about 38,000 migrants, mainly Eritreans and Sudanese, many to Rwanda. On Monday, Deputy Foreign Minister Tzipi Hotoveli admitted Israel cannot keep track of people deported to Rwanda or Uganda and find out how they are managing, despite the state's promise to do so. The Israeli government has given the migrants an ultimatum: leave by April the 1st or risk being imprisoned indefinitely. Public opposition to the plan in Israel has been slow to build, but has been gathering momentum in recent weeks. U.S. President Donald Trump said in an interview published on Friday that recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital was a high point of his first year in office, but that Israel will have to make hard compromises for peace in return. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday pulled legislation aimed at annexing Israeli settlements in the West Bank that was slated to come before a key Knesset committee for a vote this week. A spokesman said the Prime Minister wants to coordinate the measures with the White House first. The proposal seeks to apply Israeli sovereignty over all areas of Jewish settlement in the West Bank, which are currently under military rule. Workers on Monday began construction of a long-delayed and controversial permanent pluralistic prayer space at the Kotel. Some 2,000 people participated last night in what has become a weekly protest against the Ashdod municipality's policy on businesses operating on Shabbat. A routine protest was also held at the home of Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit, calling on him to speed up the investigation and possible indictment of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. A small protest was also held in Jerusalem against the government's decision to expel African migrants. Israel is boasting its largest ever team for the Winter Olympics, which kicked off yesterday in Pyeongchang, South Korea. There are 10 Israeli athletes, double the size of its previous team at the 2014 event, competing at the Games in four sports: figure skating, short track speed skating, alpine skiing, and skeleton. This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.